welcome to another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. I'm your show host, Britt Dowd. Today, I'm going to go ahead and bring you another growth nuggeto, another growth nugget, as they're called, around the Lawn Care Leaders community. And this, my friends, if you're just joining us for the first time, what a growth nugget is it's just a segment where we hop on here and we give you something for your small business brain to feed on. So something to think about. These are meant to just keep the conversation going during the week, in between our documented episodes, in between our growth segments with Zach over at Intentional Growth Advisors, and in between, we got a lot going on, in between the conversations that we're having with business owners just like you. So that's what this is meant to do. And the growth segment we're going to talk about, or the growth nugget rather, that we're going to talk about today, is more of a mindset shift. It's a way of thinking as a small business owner. It's a way of thinking big and not small. It's a way you shoot for the stars, and if you land in the clouds, you're in a better spot for it. So was at the gym the other day, and I was thinking to myself, you know, watching people, and I'm a big people watcher, guys. I love whenever I'm in a crowded spot. That's like my favorite thing to do. And praise the Lord that I married a people watcher. Sometimes it's bad on our double dates, because like I can literally look at Brooke's face and tell, oh, she's listening to the really weird couple to her left. And so then I'm like, okay, well, let me tune in and see what they're talking about. And I'm like, oh snap, they are weird. And then we'll talk about that. Don't judge us for judging. That's not good. But that's what we do. We love people watching. So anyways, I'm at the gym. I'm watching people. I'm watching them lower the weight. I'm watching them higher the weight. I'm watching them look around and kind of look in the mirror and then compare and look. That's what I want to hover around, believe it or not, is the mindset of lowering weight or raising the weight. Okay, are you a guy that sets it low for fear of failure? Do you roll over to the weight set and the first thing you do is you set the weight lower for fear of failure? What I want to urge you guys is switch your mindset. Try it first. See what that weight feels like, baby. Put the big boy pants on. Grab your heavy boys. As my guy M. Wallace Caesar over at Beachbody. Hey, I've been doing some Beachbody, so you'll see it on my stories on my Instagram, and I'm addicted. I love M. Wallace Caesar, and he says, grab your heavy boys. Grab your heavy boys. So that's what I want to hover around right now, give you guys something to think about, and it is raise the bar for yourself. Raise the bar for your business. Start aiming super freaking high in your business. Stop trying to add 10 clients. Try to figure out a way to add 100 clients. Now what do we need to do today to get to 100 clients? Start forcing yourself to think big. Start forcing yourself to go for that heavier weight. Have stretch goals. I didn't even know the word stretch goal existed until this year. You know, one of my guys was like, hey, you know, this sounds more like a stretch goal. And I'm like, well, what's a stretch goal? It's like, well, you have your goals and then you have your stretch goals. Well, I'll tell you what, Tiago and I, the only thing we set are stretch goals. What is the point of a goal if you are not going to stretch to get there? All right, what is the point of a goal if when you're at the finish line, you're not stretching your neck, just fighting for everything you can to try to win the race, to try to hit the goal? What's the point if you're not stretching? Set one freaking goal, and that goal better be freaking high. And I want you guys to think about this too, all right? When you set the weight lower, more often than not, you're comparing. More often than not, you're looking around and you're letting others dictate your future. So stop doing that. Leave the weight where it's at, or raise the bar freaking higher and get after it. Start putting action in place today so that you can get 100 clients instead of 10 clients. The other thing that happens, guys, and I see this in my life still, so I know I'm preaching at you, but it happens to me. So you're looking around, you compare, but you also will let others dictate based off of what they say. Others dictate your future based off of what they say or their perception of you. Or, you know, you'll say, you know, I really want to do this, this, and this. And then somebody close to you will say a backhanded comment. And it's not always, guys, the one that stings the deepest is not always somebody that just says, you can't do that. Sometimes it's somebody saying, you know what, but don't you think we're good here? Or what if this happens? Like, what if we fail and this happens? Now, I'm not talking about your spouse, because your spouse knows you deeper than anybody. And those conversations need to be communicated, and you need to hash those out together. So don't get me wrong. What I am talking about is the distant relative, the cousin, the employee, guys. There's an employee that could stifle your growth because they could put that little tidbit of negativity in your mind and you're like, you know what? Maybe this year he's right. We're just not quite ready for it. Well, don't let the guy that's on payroll make the decision for your company. No, that's not how this works, bud. Let's just do what we've got to do today to hit this goal. I don't need your opinion. What I need to know is, are you on board with me no matter what direction we're headed? Okay, so be aware of that as well. Make sure that as you're on this journey, you're not letting other people influence the way you view a certain goal. All right, so that is the growth nugget. Set the weight high. Go for the big goal. Switch your mindset. Figure out, where do I want to be? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Hey, that's Zach. Let me see. This will be fun. Hey, I'm wrapping up this growth nugget here, guys. You've kind of got the point. Let me answer Zach's phone call. Zach and I are getting ready to record a intentional growth advisor segment. So we'll wrap up the end of the show here. Zachary Dean?
BD, hello?
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, I'm recording now. I'm just wrapping up the end of a growth nugget for our listeners. You want to say what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Keep tuning in to hear BD. This guy is dropping value bombs right and left.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Why I'm calling. And that's I wanted some of your knowledge, Brent.
No, you're calling to feed me with some financial knowledge. No, man, this growth nugget, this growth nugget was all about like the mindset of, like, you're in the gym and you're looking around at people and you're kind of comparing yourself. And so, like, you always default to, like, setting the weight lower. And so It's a mindset shift in leave the weight where it's at, raise the weight, go big, and figure out a way to get those slow gains to hit a goal instead of lowering the weight. So that's what we were talking about today.
Ooh, man, not only helping businesses, but also making people more ripped.
Oh, I man, like yeah. We got ripped profit margins.
Ripped owners and ripped margins. That's
here we go. I got it. We're ripped fiscally and ripped physically. Oh!
Look out, lawn care industry. Green again is going to be making waves.
Oh, man, I love it. All right, well, guys, thank you for tuning in to another Growth Nugget. Zach and I will be recording a Intentional Growth Advisors-sponsored growth segment here in a second, so excited to bring that one to you guys. So thank you for listening, and you guys keep at it out there.
I'm like a reflection.